I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
I am seriously worried that spreading of the infectious disease could throw cold water on the momentum toward the games. I hope that it'll be stamped out as soon as possible. The Tokyo 2020 Organizing Committee will coordinate with IPC, IOC, the Japanese government, and Tokyo Metropolitan Government to tackle this issue thoroughly.
Tokyo Olympics Chief Executive Officer Toshiro Muto expressed to officials of the International Paralympic Committee his concern about the fast-spreading coronavirus in China and its possible disruption of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, which open in just under 6 months. Saburo Kawabuchi is the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Village Mayor.
I truly hope that the infectious disease will be stamped out somehow, so we will be able to operate the Paralympic and Olympic Games smoothly. In the worst case, under the instruction of related organizations, we will do our utmost for the athletes, so they will be able to concentrate on performing their best.
Tokyo organizers have repeatedly said there are no plans to cancel the Olympics. That position has been repeated by the Switzerland-based International Olympic Committee. Craig Spence is a spokesman for the Paralympic Committee.
In terms of coronavirus, preparations for Tokyo 2020 continue as planned. The IPC is a sports organization. We are not the health experts. And that is why we are in regular dialogue with the World Health Organization and the IOC. This is normal practice ahead of any major event and a games like this. We have full confidence that the relevant authorities, in particular in Japan, China and the World Health Organization, will take all the necessary measures to address the situation.
Still, some Olympic qualifying events have been cancelled or relocated. Travel restrictions will add more confusion, and traveling fans will likely be overly cautious, if not fearful, muting the traditionally festive atmosphere at the Olympics. Concerns have affected Paralympic wheelchair basketball in particular.
As for wheelchair basketball, I urge all Tokyo 2020 staff members to continue business as usual with their plans and preparations for the sport. The IPC wants wheelchair basketball at this summer's Paralympics. We will do everything we can to work with the IWBF to ensure they meet the obligations we have set them as part of the transition plan ahead of the Games. The ball is very much in the court of the IWBF.
Japan has not reported any deaths from the virus so far and has been taking strong measures to watch and react to any changes within its borders. Visitors at the Tokyo Olympic Games will have a chance to experience sumo wrestling when the traditional home of the sport hosts a special two-day tournament. Sumo Grand Champion Kakuryu Rikasaburo is looking forward to showcasing Japan's national sport.
We are pleased that the Olympic and Paralympic Games will be held in Tokyo this summer, and we will honor to be able to welcome all visitors as sumo wrestlers in this special moment.
The Tokyo 2020 Grand Sumo will take place between the Olympic and Paralympic Games on the 12th and 13th of August. Kakuryu Rikasaburo is looking forward to the Tokyo Games to see some of the world's top athletes. I would like to watch basketball games during the Olympics because I used to play basketball when I was a boy, and I've been watching the sport. I believe that Team USA will be here, and it will be a rare opportunity that I can see all-star players together at the same time and watch their games live. So I really want to watch their games during the Olympics. One of the most successful sumo grand champions ever, Haku Hosho, has a personal reason to watch the upcoming Olympics.
I would especially like to watch wrestling matches during the Olympic Games because 56 years ago, my father was a representative of my country in the 1964 Tokyo Olympics in wrestling and took 7th place. 4 years later, at the 1968 Mexico Summer Olympics, he won a silver medal. So I would like to see wrestling matches live at the great stage here at Tokyo 2020.
Akuho Sho's father competed for his native Mongolia. The original manuscript of Baron Pierre de Coubertin's speech outlining the plans to revive the Olympic Games was received this week by the Olympic Museum in Lausanne, Switzerland, almost 130 years after it was written.
Since the days of Pierre de Coubertin, our founding father, the overarching mission of the IOC is to unite the world in peaceful competition.
The president of the International Fencing Federation, Russian billionaire Alisher Usmanov, bought the 14-page document at an auction in New York in December for a record $8.8 million. His identity was revealed as he donated the sports memorabilia to IOC President Thomas Bach.
Your generosity is making this unique moment possible, a moment that reminds us so vividly of our roots and our mission.
Usmanov was humbled as his name has been included on the wall of the Olympic Museum.
It's more than a great day because I think what I did does have some slaps of generosity, but what President Bach make me embarrassed and make me big debt against IOC after I see this stone.
The original pages from the manifesto, showing various revisions, will now go on display at the Olympic Museum, the first time they've been shown to the public. The full document will eventually be put on permanent display.
Just played awesome and proud of myself.
Australian Minwoo Lee survived difficult playing conditions to win his first European Tour golf title. And it came on home soil at the ISPS Handa Vic Open. The 21-year-old Lee set his finishing goals as he heard reaction to play ahead of him.
I was walking off 14 and I heard a roar and I was guessing someone in that group made eagle or birdie. So I just counted up and made the possibility that he could have eagled 15 and then eagled 18.
The spectator roars were for Ryan Fox of New Zealand, who produced a stunning round of 64 that handed him second place, 2 shots behind Lee.
I've been playing pretty good the last couple of weeks. I played great the weekend in Saudi and didn't really get much out of it last week and played really good for most of this week. And I mean, you're not supposed to shoot 64 on a day like today, but I'll certainly take it.
Fox literally threw caution to the wind.
It was kind of a similar wind direction, at least that made it slightly easier to figure out. I decided today I was going to take it on. If I shot 4 over and finished down the bottom, it didn't matter. And, you know, he'd have told me I shoot 64 and finish second, I just certainly would have taken that at the start of the day.
Lee's sister is Minji Lee, once the world's top women's amateur golfer and now a professional for 6 years. Despite her more extensive playing career,
we played twice at a tournament, and I've come out on top for the third time. So I guess I'm the better one. I'll just leave it at that for now.
The Japanese company Suzuki is embarking on its 60th season of motorcycle racing, with bikes painted in a blue and silver design that points back to Suzuki's maiden world title.
So this 2020 color scheme, inspired by the 1962 World Championship winning Suzuki of Ernst Degner, of course, this 60 years since Suzuki first made their mark.
Suzuki rider Joan Mir of Spain is looking forward to the 2020 MotoGP season.
Last year we finished the year in really good shape. Then we had some injury in the middle of the year that conditioned a little bit the second part. But yeah, I think that if we start how we finished or even better, we'll be really, really good.
Suzuki and the rest of the field will be trying to keep pace with Petronas Yamaha SRT rider Fabio Quartararo, who once again topped the timesheets in MotoGP testing at the Sepang International Circuit in Malaysia.
I'm really happy about the work of the team because we make so many changes in a few laps, because at the end of the day we did 75 laps, is quite a lot, but so happy to already feel good on the bike. We still need to improve a lot of things because it's difficult to make a new bike really good in one day. So happy about the job we did.
In war-torn Afghanistan, there is youthful exuberance on one of the country's many snowy mountains. Snowboarders say they are part of a generation eager to move on from violence and conflict. Ahmad Ramal Hayat is the founder of the Afghan Snowboarding Federation.
Snowboarding is the new face of Afghanistan, and we established it to show this new face to the world, so they can see that a country where there is fighting and ethnic problems is not only all about war.
Afghan Mujahideen once used the hillside on Kurig Mountain to rain down artillery and rockets on Kabul during the country's civil war in the 1990s. Now it's a place of laughter atop 60 centimeters of snow, one that inspires thoughts and dreams of the future.
This new generation of Afghanistan that you see has a different vision for this country. They want development. We are optimistic that when the Taliban come, they should come with a vision for a more progressive Afghanistan.
Not everyone, like snowboarding instructor Karim Fazi, shares that optimism.
If the Taliban come back, snowboarding becomes impossible. Taliban are not sports-friendly people. They want neither peace nor sports. If they return, we won't be able to snowboard.
Political concerns aside, snowboarder Zahra Hakimi is like many young Afghan people, living in the moment, practicing a sport that brings them joy.
When I see people praised for the sport, boys and girls doing it, falling down again and again, but still keep playing, I really believe it has a bright future and we can make something of it.
Kabul is one of only two areas in Afghanistan with enough security to offer winter sports as fighting throughout the country rages on. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.